And I better read a poem about the death here. It's called Escadilla Mountain. And the reason why I'm familiar with this particular mountain, which is the third highest peak in Arizona, is that I've been working with others in the past 5 years to try to stop the Forest Service from logging it. And although that doesn't enter in the poem, that provides the reason why I happen to be familiar with this particular mountain in the White Mountains. It's about people dying. Escadilla Mountain. The dead do not cry out in their sleep. Instead, they lie there thinking of their lives, how they stood on curbs, the surreal sun pouring over them, holding their toys, looking at others, and later threw water from pans, flashing at the light from the windows of their hairy bark cabins. And lying there, turning things over, they change. The flesh drops off, a watery cheese, a light seeping away into the soil. But what remains grows harder, colored teeth forming in geodes, until the blue eggs fade in their nests, until at the last, in a final struggle toward their friends, their voices go out